Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 19th. You'll be interested to know, 13 years ago, today in 2011, Mariano Rivera registered his record-setting 602nd career safe. When he retired in 2013, Rivera had an unprecedented 652 saves and was considered the sport's greatest relief pitcher. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh-high sets from Thursday through Sunday. On Thursday morning, conditions will be semi-glassy with light, offshore winds, becoming bumpy in the afternoon. Friday and Saturday mornings will feature semi-glassy conditions with light, offshore winds, turning semi-choppy in the afternoons. Sunday morning will have light sideshore texture, shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair to clean until 1 to 2 feet. After that, it's looking choppy until sunset. Best underride is at 9 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming high tide when a south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 6 foot at 10:30 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide at 4:45. This morning we'll have a slight chance of rain showers and feels like 63 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:47 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies this Thursday with a slight chance of rain showers early on and a high near 71, along with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect more cloudy conditions with a low around 63 and a slight chance of rain after 11. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers early on Friday, then partly sunny skies with a high near 72. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny, warming up to the high 70s and low 80s. Nights will be partly cloudy with patchy fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new citrus quarantine has been declared in Fallbrook following the detection of Huanglongbing, also known as citrus greening, in one mandarin tree during a routine inspection. This bacterial disease poses a significant threat to the region's estimated annual citrus crop worth $138 million and can affect local citrus tree owners. The quarantine impacts over 450 businesses, including more than 100 growers with approximately 830 acres of commercial citrus. San Diego County Agricultural Commissioner Ha Dang emphasize the importance of cooperation to prevent the disease from spreading. Now on to sports. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Patriots head to MetLife Stadium to take on the New York Jets in a pivotal Week 3 AFC East clash. With both teams sitting at 1-1, the Patriots will lean on Jacoby Brissett, who has 279 yards and 1 touchdown so far. New York, led by Aaron Rodgers, will look to continue their strong start after his 462-yard, 4-touchdown performance. The Jets are favored with a 67% win probability. The Patriots' defense will need to contain Breece Hall, who has 201 rushing yards this season as they aim to pull off the upset. Kickoff is set for 8:15 Eastern. In local sports, last night, the Padres dominated the Astros 4-0, thanks to a brilliant pitching performance from Dylan Cease, who carried a shutout into the ninth inning. The offense came alive in the eighth as Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Donovan Solano hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. Machado's first homer in the sixth set the tone for the late-game barrage. With the win, the Padres improved to 87-66, remaining 3.5 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West. The Padres are off tonight, but will host the Chicago White Sox tomorrow at Petco Park. Joe Musgrove takes the mound for the Friars, facing Garrett Crochet. First pitch is at 6:40. In top news, the Federal Reserve has made its first interest rate cut in 4 years, signaling a shift in its long-standing policy of rate hikes. Chief economist Joe Brusila stated, "This will improve the material well-being of all Americans." The Fed lowered rates by a half percentage point, which will impact hiring, inflation, the housing market, stocks, and borrowing costs. Michael Matowitz, principal economist at the Roosevelt Institute, emphasized that this rate cut is great news for the middle class, indicating a recovery towards sustainable economic growth and increased job creation opportunities. In business news, in a significant move, Michael Saylor, executive chairman of MicroStrategy, announced on Wednesday that the company has increased its convertible senior notes offering from $700 million to $875 million. This funding will enable MicroStrategy to acquire even more Bitcoin. However, the announcement had an immediate impact on the market, with the stock price of MicroStrategy dipping over 1% in response. As the company continues its aggressive strategy in the cryptocurrency space, investors are closely monitoring these developments. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $62,000. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. TCL is facing serious allegations this month after tests on three of its televisions, marketed as quantum dot TVs, reportedly showed no evidence of actual quantum dots. Quantum dots are tiny semiconductor particles that emit various colors of light when exposed to specific frequencies. They enhance the color range on premium televisions and monitors. If TCL is found to be misrepresenting standard televisions as quantum dot models, it could lead to significant scandals, erode consumer trust, and prompt legal consequences. However, conflicting test results and skepticism about TCL's ability to execute such a scam raise questions about the validity of these accusations. And in entertainment news, hints about a sequel to Constantine have been circulating for years, although it was not a top priority due to Keanu Reeves' commitments to other projects. The film, released in 2005, became a cult favorite, sparking genuine interest in a follow-up. Director Francis Lawrence showed interest in 2011, while Peter Stormare seemingly confirmed it in 2020. By 2021, Reese indicated he had tried to progress the project. Finally, in 2022, Warner Brothers confirmed the sequel is underway, with Reeves and Lawrence returning. More details are eagerly anticipated. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American novelist and journalist, Ernest Hemingway. And he said, "What man is not made for defeat? A man can be destroyed, but not defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.